again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, is He the Lord Jesus Christ. He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him we live and we move and we have our being. And I greet you amidst all that's taking place in the world at such time as this. I know that I've not been publishing much on here, and to be honest, we always honest, but Lord willing, but now just a lot of things. Just it's been a rough time, you know. A lot of things pending, and everything takes energy and time and effort and drains on certain levels, you know, naturally, physically, spiritually, you know, even. And it's in a lot of ways it's not the easiest thing to do this these days, but you know, I do feel compelled to, within my spirit, many times, to want to try to get something out and to share with you guys, because I know too that we all need to be encouraged in what can be sometimes very discouraging times, and we all need to be reminded, and we need to remind each other to keep our eyes and our focus on Christ amidst all that's taking place in the world. And you know, it is frustrating. It's frustrating being here. You know, I mean, if you've been watching the stuff going on in the States, for example, well, after 22 months of all of that just bombardment from people that were trying to go after the president, for example, and then, you know, the whole thing was debunked. Now, what an exhausting exercise. You know, where's the apologies? Where's the people that want to try to make things right? Where's all the people that say, you know what, we were so wrong, we made such a terrible mistake? No, there's no repentance. There's no no attempt to try to make things right. No, there's no apology even. So, just kind of realizing that's I mean, that's just a case in point, right? I just use that as a case in point. For the fact that when we go through our life and our experiences, if your goal is to try to win, well, you're in the wrong game, because it's you know, I think there's you know, that's a certain type of thinking. But you know, all of these things that we've come into, you know, they're going well before we got here, and they're going to continue on after we transition out of this life into the next. And you know, I think that looking for a finality, I would love to see that, but I also think through how many people have come and gone before us that were looking for that same finality, and it wasn't there, and they were convinced, you know, because, you know, this over here means this, and this over here means that, and therefore, you know, 88 reasons why Jesus is coming in 1988. You know, there's a book out there. It's interesting reading, if you can get your hands on it. But people were very convinced, and you know, we can become very convinced of all kinds of things, but the bigger call is, give us this day our daily bread. The bigger call is, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. In this moment right now, can you keep your eyes on Christ? Will you be aware but not distracted? Will you be focused on the things of God rather than the things of man and the worries and the riches and the pleasures of this world that choke the life of God out and make it unfruitful? And, you know, there's going to be those things coming at you at all times. And what will you do? What will you do when all of that is being presented, and with the desired effect, mind you? You know, a desired effect which is to choke off the life of God inside of you and to make sure that you don't bear fruit for the kingdom. To make sure that that which God has intended in you does not come to fruition, and rather that all of your energies are choked off by the world and the things of the world, so that those are the places where your life and your life energy goes. You know, when weeds come in, and when they're sown in with the wheat, you know, it what they do is they take that energy that should have gone into growth. They take that energy that should have gone into bearing fruit, that would have gone into bearing fruit, and they take it somewhere else. You know, that's why a weed is a parasite. That's why it does what it does, is that life energy that would have gone into the plant itself that was the intention, and further to push that into bearing fruit, you know, 30, 60, 100 fold. What the weed does is it sucks that life. So the worries, the riches, the pleasures of this world, those are the things that suck the life of God out of you and take that which God intended to be poured out according to His plan and purpose, and takes that and drains it so that there's nothing left to pour out because it's already been drained off. So this is part of us being mindful of our spirit and tending our souls and allowing God to reveal things and then adjusting. You know, once God reveals something to you, adjust. Once God shows you something, if you've been in the wrong, repent and move on. But when we get so fixated in our position, when we get so fixated in our own ideas, in our own personal agendas, the byproduct is that we can all end up justifying all kinds of things in our own mind and even to the people around us. But in your spirit, it is going to be contingent. In your spirit, it is going to be contingent on that which was done in relationship and in connection to the Spirit of the living God. God said in His Word that outside of Him, we can do nothing. That everything apart from Him, you know, you're outside the vine. And, you know, anything that's apart from the vine is like a branch that is broken off and withers and dies, tossed into the fire and burned. So, you know, rather than allowing that which you are and your efforts and your energies and all of those things to be wasted, you want to make sure that what you do is being led and guided by the Holy Spirit. So in that regard, when you pray and when you ask Him, God will show you. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your path, is what the scriptures say. So you've got to make that deliberate decision to acknowledge Him. You've got to make that deliberate decision to allow God to direct your path. Now, what happens when the way that the path goes is not in line with your expectations? Because that's one of the biggest killers in people, is the unmet expectations. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, is what the scriptures say. So you've got a sick heart because there's things that you were hoping for. There's things that you were expecting. There's things that you wanted and desired. And then all of a sudden, they not just didn't get fulfilled, but they got snatched away from you. Or they crumbled, or you had the promise of that, and then it was taken away. You know, and so there's people that you know, and sometimes in a very just underhanded way, not just the natural progression, but things going out of their way to cause pain to the follower of Christ. Well, you know, with us, as you keep going forward, you learn to trust the way that God works in those situations too. You learn also that God is looking out for you, and as you've committed your ways unto Him, and He will direct your path, in that process of committing your ways unto Him, you allow for Him to redirect. And there may be some things that you need to get out of or get away from, and you wouldn't see that, but God does. Sometimes there may be some things that you just will come back to in the future, but not right now. Right now, that's not the thing. It's not the time. It's not the place. And you've got to trust God's timing. So you've got to trust God's protection and God's timing in the things that He will do and do in and through you. But without that timing of God, without that direction of Him, then, you know, you're kind of on your own, and you're out there with everything else, and you know, that's not the place for anyone to be. You know, you don't want to be floating through this life. You want to be anchored and rooted and grounded in the things of the living God. You want to be directed by the Good Shepherd, and so that He can lead and guide His sheep, and that you can be in step with Him, because that is the path to life. So, you know, there's a lot right now for the children of God. There's a lot that we have that we need to engage in and do. And God wants to pour us out according to His purpose, but you've got to be mindful of your soul in this time, because the enemy is doing everything he can to try to get the children of God off track and off target. And so in that respect, and you know, you've got to also realize the enemy's throwing things at us all the time. So you've got to pray, you've got to read, you've got to move forward in what God has for you to do, and trust the way that God works. You know, trust the way that God works in you. But just wanted to check in with you guys. Just a short hello. God bless you. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can always say hi to us there. You know, there's just so much. You know, there really, really is. And you know, we want to see God's plan and purpose manifest in all of our lives. And but that comes under His direction and leading and guiding. So one step at a time in all that you do. And as you take those steps, give thanks to God, because He's in control. Give thanks to Him, because He that began that good work in you is carrying it on to completion. Give thanks to God, because He knows what you need, and He's already undertaking for your needs and for the needs of the people. So, you know, in the places that you're not quite sure, just trust. And in the places that you are sure and confident, go forward in full assurance that God is with you. With that, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. And we'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless. Bye.